KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
In 1987, four distinct and compelling structures at the south rim of the Grand Canyon were listed as National Historic Landmarks: Hermit House, Desert View Watchtower, Lookout Studio, and Hopi House were created with masterful and passionate commitment to detail by architect and designer Mary Coulter. Scholar Anne Mary Lutzik is the director of the Old Trails Museum in Winslow.
The Grand Canyon is such a visited place. Millions and millions of people have seen those buildings, and they don't necessarily know that it was Mary Coulter.
From 1902 to 1949, Mary Coulter worked for both the Fred Harvey Company and the Santa Fe Railway. Decades of visitors have been welcomed to the American Southwest by her distinctive landmark hotels, commercial lodges, and national park buildings. Coulter's aesthetic vision was often based on a rich, imagined backstory that informed her design decisions. Nowhere was this truer than at Winslow's La Posada Hotel, Coulter's masterpiece.
The backstory of La Posada, the imagined story of La Posada, is that it was the home of a wealthy Spanish don who owned a ranch, and as his family expanded, so did the home. And so this family that lived here in the imagined story would have traveled the world and amassed a collection of furniture and objects that reflected their wealth and their travels. And so she bought new furniture for the hotel, or they created it here, but it was distressed to look as if it was older.
Mary Coulter's buildings at the Grand Canyon tell a very different kind of story.
The imagined story of Hermit's Rest was that it was the home that one of the hermits of canyon lore actually built himself out of objects that he found around the canyon, you know, rocks and whatever else. And so there's a large fireplace at Hermit's Rest that was blackened and had cobwebs, and she did all that intentionally. And so there's a story in her biography by Arnold Burke that someone says, "I thought this was a new building. What are all these cobwebs doing here?" And she laughed and said, "You have no idea how much it costs to make it look like this."
Coulter always sought to provide visitors with an authentic experience of the Southwest by designing buildings that enticed, engaged, and ultimately educated.
Another example of her desire, her drive to educate people to their surroundings wherever they happened to visit, was the fireplace in the lounge at Bright Angel Lodge, which was a series of rocks that reflected the different strata of rock of the Grand Canyon. So they actually went and collected rocks from each geological period at the Grand Canyon, and that's reflected in the fireplace. So as you sit in the lounge and look at the fireplace and see the layers of rock, and then beyond that, you look out the window and see the canyon. She took many, many opportunities to tell the story of the land and the people.
Today, Mary Coulter's drive and uncompromising vision continue to shape the impressions and experiences of millions of visitors to Arizona and the Southwest. To see images of Mary Coulter and her work, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project produced by 89.5 KBOC and supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council.